Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. My name is Sharon Jeffers, and I'm your overly caffeinated host today. In the middle of a book edit, up against a deadline, and espresso seems to be my savior, and maybe my demise. Anyway, if you're new to this show, it's based on a mystic oracle that reveals that the playing card deck was originally a calendar. And within it, it holds all the secrets about who we are, where we come from, where we're going, and our relationship connections in life. Each day is governed by a card. You can go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and you can explore and discover things about yourself and the cards there. And you can also call in on open lines today if you want to have a short reading with me. So that's what we're doing today. I was just going to look at the card of the day. I like to start out with that because every day is governed by a card and by one of the cards. And today is a Jack of Clubs day. I don't know about you. I've been experiencing tremendous inspiration from this card. This card's known as the mental genius or the creative genius. And it's a fast-moving, somewhat can be scattered energy. Today, it's in the sign of Cancer. So it's got the Four of Diamonds stabilizing it, making it more grounded, which is great. And it makes it a really good day to work on projects, begin new projects, creative projects, business projects, either one. And the only challenge with this card is it can sometimes be a little difficult to focus or stay focused for very long. However, I think its buddy, the Four of Diamonds today, is helping to stabilize the energy of Jack of Clubs a bit. It's brilliant energy. It's also an eight-day numerology. It's the 17th. Which, you know, gives it a little power to manifest and for abundance. So if you're a regular listener to my show, thank you for being here today. If you're new, thank you for coming. And if you find that I'm either getting stuck or tripping over my tongue, it really is because I've been stressing my brain beyond belief doing this book that I'm doing. And speaking of books, if you're new to my show on my site, you will see on my website my two books, Cards of Destiny, which is a birthday book and daily divination guide, and then Love and Destiny, which is the secret language of relationships. You can order both of those books on my website. They're hardcover, full color. You won't get Love and Destiny for a couple of months, but you'll get the other one right away if you want. And there are other things on my website that you can check out as well, and if you have questions, you can email me or call me. If you would like to call in and find out what your birthday card is or what your spirit, soul, and planetary ruling cards are, or you have a question about a relationship connection, or yourself, a question about yourself and your life right now, you can call in on the toll-free number for VBS Radio, and we can talk about that. When you call, I would like to know your name and where you're calling from. I would also like to know the month and day of your birthday. And if you want me to look in the cards for you to see what's going on right now, then I need to know your present age. So if you have a birthday next week, the age you're turning is not your present age. We have a tendency to jump ahead a little bit. So we can do that if you like. I'm trying to gather myself here with... Oh, goody, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This would be Hanson calling.
I thought I recognized that, but I'm so glad you're calling me because I am so unprepared to do a radio show today because my head is somewhere else in a book.
Oh.
So thank you for calling.
Are you in your Neptune
now
cycle,
you can
baby.
Bring me right here into what we're doing.
Hey, what are we doing?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Well, let's see here. It's funny. You had mentioned today, of course, being a jack of clubs with the four of diamonds.
Yeah.
Based on your interpretation of where the moon children's planetary card is.
That is.
And we have been having some fun here looking up some references on this.
Who's we?
Oh, my girlfriend and I.
Uh-huh.
Who play with cards a lot. We have
uh-huh.
so much fun with it.
What's her card?
Her card is eight of clubs.
Wow.
A Libra and eight of clubs.
Really?
Yes, we'd like to put in a good word for Mars. Mars can be troubling and intense, but Mars can also be incredibly good stuff. Not every Venus has it figured out. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I have a little thing for having that kind of Mars energy, but I won't say it on the radio because I don't think I'm allowed.
Sure, that's there, yes. So looking up some Alice Bailey works. Of course you're familiar with Alice Bailey.
Yep. Yes, I am familiar with her.
And esoteric astrology, there is a what I'll translate as a transmogrification from planetary rulers as they are traditionally taken with Mars for Aries, Venus for Taurus, blah blah blah, to a shift to where the planetary rulers go, which shifts Cancer to Neptune, which is
yes.
where you've got it, and it also shifts Libra to Uranus. So we'd like to ask maybe some specific questions about, you know, planetary spreads, the traditional horizontal spread, as it were.
Yeah, the people don't know what you're talking about now.
This is a chart.
You have to put this in language that would include someone that has no idea, knows nothing about the cards.
Suppose that you took a deck of, quote, playing, unquote, cards,
yes.
put them all in order, and started off with the King of Spades, when King, Queen, Jack across three cards in a top row,
uh-huh.
and then went the other way, starting
from
in the
right
upper
to
right
left.
Corner with the Ace of Hearts, and just went sequentially, Ace of Hearts up to Seven of Hearts, then went down to the next lane, Eight of Hearts across.
Seven cards in each row.
Right. Then
wouldn't it be wise of me to put these charts on my website?
You know, that would be really special because... People will be going, what is she talking about? But the two basic, the perfect spread, as it's called, and the life spread.
Okay, so let me interject something here. Hang on for one sec.
Sure.
For those of you that may think we're talking about something from another planet.
We are.
We could be, but what we're actually talking about here are in the deck of cards was actually originally used for timekeeping. And the observance, this is my interpretation, the observance of, you know, humanity's relationship with time, day by day. You can go moment by moment, but I don't do that. When we read the cards in this system, as Hanson's talking about, we're actually looking at charts that are, each one is made up of the 52 cards. So we have a life path in the cards, and they're revealed in those charts. We have a 13-card life path, just like there are 13 cards in a suit and 13 lunar cycles in a year. So we, and there's more, but, so when we're talking about these charts and spreads and whatnot, that's what we're going on about here. Okay, go ahead.
So this is an image soon to be on Sharon's website.
Yeah.
Because by now...
After I finish my edit, I'll put it on my list.
Right.
Spreads
now, on top
stuff.
Of that, there's some kind of arrangement where we have a Mercury through a Neptune row going from right to left,
mm-hmm.
and we have Mercury through Neptune columns going top to bottom. So Every card.
Well, they don't just go through Neptune. I mean, they're 13 cards long.
Well, the spread, the 7x7 plus the
3. Oh, you
on
mean
top.
The 7.
Right.
Okay.
And there is, in my experience, something significant to that core, as you say, in the columns of the core, and the row is the modus operandi or expression of that. If one goes through some of the relatively easily accessible mythology of what these different planets or archetypes mean, you can find some pretty amazing ways of expressing what it is we've carried with us unconsciously for most of our lives. And it's a pity it takes so long to figure it out for most of us, but there it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the seemingly very, in some ways, demure and a nice even number, like a two of diamonds, for instance. Let's pick on a two of diamonds for a moment here. That is in the Saturn column, and it's in the Mars row.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Mars expression of a Saturn core.
Correct.
But it's a nice even number. And yet, some of the two of diamonds that I and we have known show this amazing, under the core, when the strings get pulled a bit, pulled loose a little bit, there's that Mars-Saturn seeming conflict.
When they get
out of balance or something. Yeah. When it falls back to the fallback.
Well, Saturn creates that fixed or stubborn positioning.
Right, and Mars wants to push out.
Mars is aggressive.
And there's a little bit of a conflict between the two, to put it lightly, if it's not carefully worked with. If for those of you into astrology, any of you know of when there's a hard aspect of Mars Saturn, which actually there is in the sky right now for the whole world. If anybody's noticed some pretty intense stuff going on last week, Mars.
Oh, really?
Is Saturn.
That why people are tired?
I don't know about tired, but certainly volatile.
Aggressive.
Maybe, yeah, and then tired after they've expressed it, because, you know, Mars is trying to express what Saturn's trying to bottle.
Well, if you, right, and if you didn't express that or channel that energy in some way, it would make you tired.
Yeah, so this is going back to the, for instance, of the Two of Diamonds, which the listeners can check in sometime later and get a picture of. Or actually, if you do a Google on metasymbology or cards, you can probably find them somewhere. I found them around. So
find what?
On what the basic chart spreads look like. They're around somewhere on the web. But
yeah, they are.
There will eventually
but
be
I need
a
to
very
put
nice
on my
one
website,
on Sharon's
site. So when people
site.
Are listening to the show, they can
yeah.
have these kind of conversations come
and
up.
And I guarantee the one on Sharon's site will be very artistically done.
On whose site?
On your site. It'll be a very nice one. It'll be nice images.
Actually, I'll probably put up the girls. Florence and
the
Rita.
Reason for that, I would suggest, is you are the Mars expression of the Venus column. So there's the beauty and the art of Venus being put out there.
That's right, honey. I love beauty.
There you go. That's the core of the King of Diamonds. We're just going, can you see that? Can you smell the flavor? Can you wake up and smell the
yes.
coffee? Today, yes.
Venus and Mars is a very interesting combination.
Yes.
Plus,
yes,
my
yes.
Mercury card is the Six of Hearts, so that's...
Yeah. So, should we go back to an actual concrete question for you here?
When you were talking about using the Neptune card as the planetary ruling
oh,
card
yeah.
for today's Jack
for moon
card.
Children, for instance, and how, yes, Alice Bailey's esoteric astrology actually has it there. And there you are. And this would segue to the question about life spreads. For instance, let's take an Eight of Clubs birth card. The birth card is the Mars-Neptune, and that's, you know, up there. But the entire spread is in the Jupiter line.
What do you try? Wait. What birth card is
it? Eight of Clubs, for instance. Just for instance. You know,
yeah.
Randomly pulled out of a hat here, right?
Yeah.
So the entire spread is in the Jupiter row. This would indicate maybe a somewhat charmed life, possibly?
It
has
could.
To be something.
If the Eight of Clubs isn't too fixed.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the danger of the Eight of Clubs, is becoming delusional with their own fixations.
Sure. The challenge.
Well, it's a strong will.
Yeah,
one of
yeah.
the strongest wills. And, you know, her planetary ruling card is even stronger.
Right, the Four of Spades. traditionally. However, under the esoteric astrology, it would actually be the Ace of Hearts. What would an Ace of Hearts planetary ruling card add a flavor of?
Because it goes to Uranus?
Yes. So
well, when she is in her higher mind, when she's expressing from a place of enlightenment and self-awareness, it would be a completely new expression of self that would be constantly unfolding. And that card is governed by Uranus and Jupiter.
The Ace of
This is a card that can expand a vision of the future, the Ace of Hearts.
Huh. Well, that does kind of fit. That's great. And so, let's take a, for instance, of a different card that doesn't have its entire seven cards spread in a single row. There's going to be a difference of something there, you know. Say,
well, each and every card has an aspect between two planets.
Right.
So there's that consideration as well. Right?
Yeah. And this is almost, dare I say, fundamentalism in the card school, right? Like, just look at what two planets the card birth card lands on.
Well, I certainly do. I mean, to me, that is a huge key to how that card is expressing itself.
Right.
It's not the entire picture, though.
Well, as fundamentalism certainly isn't, and yet there's a foundation of some kind. I'm talking like a Saturn almost, aren't I?
Almost.
Because,
for instance, the Queen of Diamonds lives almost their entire life in Saturn.
Right, or the Ace of Diamonds entirely in Saturn. Right.
Ace of Diamonds, is entirely in Saturn.
Right. That would be an expelled
sign. And they have the least Saturn nature in the deck.
So very, very heavy in some ways.
The Ace of Diamonds?
Yeah.
I think the women are more so than the men.
I wish I would have known that like 10 years ago.
Well, I'm sure we all have those wishes about lots of things.
Yes.
Meanwhile, there's reality.
Oh, that stuff. Things to work out, things to figure out together. Sometimes it takes longer than others.
Well, I believe that any connections that we have, relationships that we've had or have or will have, are, you know, there's a reason for them.
Yes, I know. And,
that's one of the things I love about the system so much is it reveals those influences and what they bring, whether they be challenges or gifts, and what our opportunities are, personally, professionally, spiritually. It's incredible.
Would a translation of that be that if we were looking at those, dare I say, fundamental archetypal flavors, and we saw how a person was expressing them, we would get an idea whether they're, shall we say, enlightened or in the direction of awakening, or if they're just closing down and you kind of don't want to have a lot to do with it?
Well, I think it's either they're living consciously or not.
Yeah.
They're taking the high road or the low road.
Right. And for instance,
this is why I wrote my book,
on relations.
Which
we're looking forward to.
Why I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, just even though it's, you know, an introduction to. You know, I was sitting with my feet in the pool earlier, taking a little break.
That's more like it. Sitting there with a laptop and your feet in the pool doing your writing.
No, I was not with my laptop.
No such luck.
I was away from my laptop because my eyes were screaming at me. So I went and sat by the pool for a little while with my feet in there, and I laid down, and because of my overindulgence in caffeine today, my brain was racing, and I just, you know, come from writing about the 9 and 10 of spades relationship. And I was going on and on and on in my head about the cards, and I thought, you know, I could write I think I could write an entire book on each one of the cards. And probably never even, you know, cover everything. Because there's so much to each one. Each one is like an entire universe.
Well, this sounds like a call for a Library of Alexandria kind of project where you could at least get this information down and it could be available to those in the future who want to catch on sooner.
Okay, well, one thing at a time, you know.
First you need a grant for it or something, right?
Well.
We'll find an Ace of Diamonds.
Either that or a sugar daddy. But, you know, it's like... and maybe several assistants.
A sugar daddy and several assistants, yes, yeah. All right. Caffeine's getting to you, right? So you're at the pool and the caffeine's getting to you and you realize...
No, but I was thinking about how, you know, there is so much information embodied with each and every one of these cards.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is literally... Well, I don't know. My editor would probably scratch that word out. But each one is like an entire universe unto itself. And when I look at these charts, or even a card, when I look at the King of Diamonds card, I see it's a doorway into an entire kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at the Two of Diamonds, or the Six of Spades, or the Three of Cups, each one of them is an entire kingdom, and that face of that card is a doorway that I can step through to experience the wondrous magnificence of whatever that card is. And each and every one of them have a mundane aspect, a spiritual aspect, an aspect for our creative expression. Every one of them have multiple aspects.
Well, that.
And the same thing manifests in our relationships. When we come together with somebody and we bring our two cards together,
mm-hmm.
and those two cards yield another card, which is actually the card that governs the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that card is a kingdom of unto itself. That our relationship with someone is a kingdom of, unto itself.
Well, for instance, the Jack of Diamonds and Eight of Clubs, in according to solar numbers in Cards of Destiny, I think is a Six of Hearts.
Yes, it is.
What would that tell you?
Well, the Six of Hearts is a card that embodies the responsibility to higher love.
Seems appropriate.
This card represents harmony, balance, beauty, right relationships. And, you know, this relationship on the high side is one... Well, this relationship is, even though it's disguised as a Six of Hearts, Six is being very relaxed and all about balance and harmony, and hearts being about love. This relationship can put you up against the wall, call you to the table more than just about any other relationship in the deck.
Funny.
Because any place in your actions, your thinking, your anywhere that you are not being 100% giving and loving and present.
Present, that's
it will smack you up against the head.
Oh, yes.
It won't just smack you against the head. Grab you by the nape of the neck and hold you up in the air off the ground up against the wall.
Yeah, that
it's
about
a very intense
up, yeah.
relationship connection. On the easy side of it, it's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That card does sit in a double Mars position, if you'll notice. So,
oh, that one. Yes.
So here, again, we have, you know, the laid-back Six, you know, wrapped in a heart energy.
Right,
but it's sitting
Mars.
In Mars.
Yeah.
And it's going, you know, it brings out a lot of aggression. Or... Yeah. It can cause reaction that's totally uncalled for.
Oh, it's like if you have a car with very touchy steering, and yet really do the subtleties and the fine textures of where you're steering and how you're steering it. Very, very quick feedback. And we've half joked, or half serious, quite seriously actually, more than half joked about doing, you know, decades of growth within a couple of years. The sum total of experiences have been at a very accelerated pace. The growth, you know, couldn't and wouldn't have happened anywhere else.
Yes, and if that's your priority, this relationship will last.
That's kind of the name of the game, actually.
Yes. It's totally the name of the game.
So we've discovered.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the kingdom of the Six of Hearts is very demanding one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It's very precise, very exact, very demanding. The demand is for love to be pure, intentions to be pure, patience to be a priority.
Oh,
and
patience, yeah,
love
we'll get to that
to
later.
Rule.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's fun. Yet another.
I work with, he and I have this.
The Six of Hearts relational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, he's a business associate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really interesting to observe the dynamics. Because assumptions are made, and it's like, what? Wait a minute. And a lot of that has to do with his card. He's a Sagittarius Six of Clubs,
mm-hmm.
which is a very fast-moving energy that can be scattered.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take everything into consideration. I mean, your girlfriend,
yeah.
she's about as fixed as, you know, let me think here. Let's say Mount Everest, because, no, is Mount Everest a volcano?
Not at the moment. It's only 100,000, a couple hundred thousand years old. But
it's not.
But don't try moving it, you know.
Right. So that's the kind of energy present there. Now, that's great energy for establishing things and creating foundations and keeping things on track.
Mm-hmm.
The personality in a relationship can be one that, you know, it's my way or the highway. What's it going to be? You know, so it's like, but then you bring in the Six of Hearts, and it's like, this card could bring that willfulness, if it's present, to its knees.
Mm-hmm.
Or to ripping its hair out. Out of sheer frustration.
A bit of each, back and forth, depending on the transits and all that stuff, yes.
But you see, I mean, and to me, there is none of it's good and none of it's bad. It just is what's happening. And
what
we get to choose.
You do with it.
One of the most precious moments in my working with the cards, and I have had a gazillion. This is just one of them. When I first made my greeting card line, my friend Tom Kenyon invited me to come to one of his workshops and sell them there. And it was great because it was sort of like a test market. And I did. And one woman bought 33 cards.
Hmm.
And about a month later, she called me and she said, I want to share something with you. One of the cards I bought was for my Jack of Spades son. And he was in jail at the time that I bought him the card, but he recently got out.
Oh, the Jack of Spades, yeah.
And she said, I framed that card for him. Well, she framed all of them and gave them to people as gifts. But she said, I framed that card for him and put it next to his bed. And she said, when he came home, the next morning he came out of his room with the card in his hand, and he said, Mom, now do you understand why I am the way I am?
After he read the part there.
And she said it was so profound for him because when he read the card, he realized that he had a choice to change.
You could be the actor or the thief. Take your pick, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and to me, that's what's so wonderful. you know, it's like, and that's why I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, so that, you know, people can see, you know, maybe the Three of Clubs. It's just impossible for them when they're in school to focus, except for what they're really excited about, and they judge themselves because they can't do it like other people. Well, they're not meant to do it like other people.
Or we know a brilliant professor who's a Three of Clubs, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolute genius energy comes
mm-hmm.
through that card. So creative. Just moves with the creative intelligence, like a pulse. However, you know, if you're stuck in self-judgment or doubt, which that card can, you know, pull out of a hat in a second.
Well, the
indecision
side there, like, oh, should I?
Well, it's indecision and uncertainty, and the combination of the two are like, you know, poison to the mind.
Well, this does come back down to that cultural phrase. It's how you play your cards.
That's right.
Like I mentioned a few calls back about even and odd, that's odd. Well, right back to it's how you play your cards. We've got it built into our language and our cultural meme even.
Yep, it's how we play the hand we're dealt.
Yes.
So, well, I don't know if I answered your question.
Oh, we had lots of fun. Next week we'll ask you another question and see where it goes.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks from now or whatever.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I just received an email from Karen in Honolulu. How cute are you? I'd ask you what's buzzing today, but apparently you are, she says. It's her father's 68th birthday today. Your dad, the Jack of Clubs. So he's got the King of Clubs, which is his natal Jupiter card, sitting in his house today. This ought to be an incredible year for him. Incredible year of empowerment. And he's got the Two of Diamonds sitting in his Four of Diamonds house. So I don't know if he has his own business, but this would be a year when it would be really important for him to express himself in the most unique and unusual ways that bring out the fabulous, quirky aspects of his nature as a Jack of Clubs. The King of Clubs, when he comes to visit us, he says, you know what? I want you to make your drum, beat your drum, and dance to your drum. Just have a party with yourself. And don't pay any attention to what anybody else thinks about it or you, because this is your time to step outside of the box and be who you really are. And the more uniquely you do that, the more fun it will be, the more satisfaction you will get from it, and you'll absolutely be delighted with yourself for giving yourself permission to do that. So if he's in business, it's a powerful time for him, especially regarding business partnerships, and most especially if they have to do with people from other countries or business in foreign lands. So that's one thing that's happening. He could experience a little bit of a health challenge. He has the Seven of Spades in Saturn this year, age 68. And there will be a lot of changes going on because age 68 is governed by the planet Uranus. So it just comes in like, you know, when you turn, oh, I know what it's like. It's a bit like letting a balloon go, you know, blowing it up with air and then letting it go. You know how it swiggles all around? That's a bit how this energy can be. It brings changes quickly out of the blue, unexpectedly, and they're always for the better in some way, because this card or this planetary influence encourages us, slow down, brain. It encourages us to make way for the future, and the way we do that is get rid of the things that are taking up that space, that are in our beliefs, our habits, our lives in general, even our houses. Clean the closets. Move the stuff. Make way for the future. That's what it says. So it also stimulates the higher mind. Now, this could show up in a totally different way than a health challenge because of where it's sitting. And your dad, I know nothing about your dad, and I don't know if he has a spiritual practice in his life. If he doesn't, this influence of the Seven of Spades in Saturn could encourage him to move in that direction, to become more enlightened in some way or with something. That is its true calling. And so if I were doing a reading for your dad with him, I would suggest that if he doesn't meditate or practice some form of self-discipline that leads him to greater self-mastery, that it would be a good choice for him to make. Because whenever the Seven or Nine of Spades show up, because they are cards of initiation, it's important that we initiate our own initiation rather than having it forced upon us, because these cards will do whatever it takes to get our attention in the direction in which they are making available for our higher awareness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So, I also see that you're going to have some sort of new relationship with your father. Perhaps it's in the realm of spirituality. Maybe you're going to introduce something to him, Karen, because there's definitely a new type of relationship. By the end of this year, he's going to have changed the way he views his relationships and the way he thinks. So, and, you know, he's probably going to want to take it easy a little more than usual as well, which is great. So, one, two. So, that's what I have to say about your dad. If you can comment via email, since you sent your question that way, if you like, or you can call. So, for the rest of everybody out there, how are you doing? I know it gets, if you're a card student, and I know a lot of people that listen to this show either work with the cards or students of the cards. And so if that's you, the conversation that Hansen and I were engaged in would have been easy to understand. If you're new to this and wonder, what the heck are these people talking about? They must be aliens. You know, hang in there, because there's a simple side to all of this, and it's precious, precious information that helps us to understand ourselves and each other, which to me is first and foremost the greatest gift in this system and one of the things that I appreciate the most. I love it that, you know, someone emailed with asking a question about a birthday that is today, because if today is your birthday, you are the Jack of Clubs, Four of Diamonds, and that's a lot of incredible creative energy that can be used or channeled through avenues in which to establish financial security and stability. It's also a portal to bring futuristic ideas into the earthly plane of the mind and build foundations for them to evolve from. Very, very powerful day today. It's also the 8th day, the 17th, which adds another power. The thing about being born on an 8th day, I'm born on an 8th day, and I was born April 8th, and it's a very excuse me, it's a very powerful influence, and it's also a power that you can unconsciously use to create obstacles for yourself. So it's really important to be aware of that, because being aware of it helps to prevent it. So let's talk about, since it's a Jack of Clubs day, I am going to talk about the Jack of Clubs relationship. Because the card, a relationship, every relationship, each relationship, all of them are governed by specific cards, depending, and this is to get, I show you how to do this in my card, in my book, Cards of Destiny, and in my new book. By the way, people, I am offering advanced orders on my new book, and after today, the price is going to go up $2, so I'm just letting you know. Oh, it's going to go up more than that, actually. It's going to go up about $5, because I marked it way low for people initially, and now it's going to go up. So if you want to pre-order that book, I suggest you do it today, because tomorrow it'll be a different price. The Jack of Clubs relationship is an eclectic type journey. So this energy, when it shows up, it's a bit like a magnetic storm of that's fueled by attraction and desire, the combination of the two. So it's very electric. And it can be also unpredictable, because the energy of the Jack of Clubs is very unpredictable. I had this card. I was sitting in the Jack of Clubs house a few years ago, and I also had the Jack of Clubs sitting right beside my card, which is the King of Diamonds. And that year, I met so many Jack of Clubs, and I'd only met a handful up until that point. And that year, it seemed like every week I met a new Jack of Clubs. And several times I met them on the dance floor, because I like to do Latin dance. And it was so fascinating to observe how they danced, because they'd be doing one thing with you, and you think you're right there connected, and then, boom, all of a sudden, they're doing something else without any warning. And so I got to observe the nature of that card in that way, which now I find out as often as I can what people's cards are when I'm dancing with them, just so I can observe their bodies in action, you know, expressing the influences they are in the cards. When the Jack of Clubs energy is applied to an intimate relationship, you know, it creates a very unique dynamic that can actually support you to be more creative and more unique in your self-expression. I think the Jack and the King of Clubs probably rule the kingdom when it comes to the expression of being unique. And I'd have to throw the Jack of Diamonds in there as well. The Jack of Diamonds, very unusual card. Probably anybody that lives in Uranus and Neptune, all those cards have the influence of those planets that are a little otherworldly or unusual and unpredictable. And especially when they come together, like for the Jack of Diamonds, it can be really quirky. In fact, Hansen, when I was telling you earlier, when I was sitting by the pool thinking about the cards, it was actually the Jack of Diamonds that my mind wandered to, and I was thinking about Valentine's Day for some reason. Oh, I know, because Barnes & Noble is going to do a huge campaign with my new book for Valentine's Day. So I was thinking about the Jack of Diamonds rules Valentine's Day. And I remember quite some time ago somebody asked me, how does that show up? And I was thinking about it again when I was at the pool today thinking, you know, the card lives in the Neptune column at the end of the Uranus line. It is not in the Uranus line. All that force of Uranus is coming, down that line into that card. And it's sitting in Neptune. Neptune rules fantasy. And love relationships are, you know, often initiated because of fantasy. At least there's an element of it often when people are attracted to each other. It just stimulates those little fantasy, you know, receptors and transmitters. They start working. So the Jack of Diamonds is governing the day that is St. Valentine's Day. Wow, I wonder what card St. Valentine's was. Karen, if you're listening, will you look that up, please? Because you seem to be listening. So then there's more to this. So we have also the Jack of Diamonds, which is Valentine's Day, has the Queen of Hearts in Neptune. Okay, so this is like a double whammy here. And sometimes the Jack of Diamonds can be unrealistic about relationship. Often, a Jack of Diamonds man, at least, will be in relationship where there's a big difference in age. And a Jack of Diamonds woman will be in relationship with somebody that's a little offbeat or unusual. Because that these things that are different and unusual and out of the norm are comfortable to the Jack of Diamonds. Jack of Diamonds doesn't want to be traditional. Our country is a Jack of Diamonds, the United States, if you're listening from elsewhere. The United States is a Jack of Diamonds. July 4th is a Jack of Diamonds birthday. And look at how unusual our country is. I mean, it displays all the characteristics of this card. This is the card of the entrepreneur. This is a card that thinks outside of the box to create new realities, new ways of making money. This is a card that's extremely clever. And this is a card that can also be very cunning. Integrity is the absolute requirement for, you know, in the kingdom of this card. It's like this is what is required. Anything less will create problems. Look at what's happening to our country. We're so out of whack and so out of balance. Our economy is going into a black hole so fast it could disappear before we even know it happened. In fact, it may already have gone through the black hole and we're just starting to see the trail that it left on its way. This is from wrong use of will, wrong use of values, wrong use of money. How many things have come down, like the savings and loans and all these different things have gone on. And I don't know enough about this to speak intelligently as far as Pacific goes, so I'm not going to hang myself here. But I do know what's happening. And I am paying attention. And for a long time, the little voices have been, you know, whispering They've been shouting, but in all the noise, it sounds like a whisper. We need to change how we're doing things. We need to change our relationship with the planet. We need to take care of one another. Is there a caller on the line? Oh, I thought I heard a beep. Either you've all hung up because I'm rambling like a mad woman, or I'm saying something interesting. Anyway, I'm going to go with the latter. I have 4 more minutes. So all of what I'm expressing here about the cards, right now the Jack of Diamonds and previously the Jack of Clubs, is like, you know, a tiny, tiny, tiny speck of dust on a very large object relative to the body, you know, the knowledge that is hidden within the card deck. It is an ancient book of time. And it is available for us to explore and discover so that we can know ourselves and each other better and perhaps bring greater unity to humanity, which would be really cool. And it's happening in its own way, I think. So I'm going to once again refer you to my website, starofthemagi.com. You can also go to itsallinthecards.com, which is compatibility reports. And if you have any questions, I want to encourage you to email me. If you have any topics that you would like me to discuss on future radio shows, please email me with those as well. And I also want to put a little plug in for my friend Audrey's television show. It is called The Naked Salon. Their website is nakedsalon.com. I am sometimes a co-host on that show, and I love what she and her co-host Mark Appleman are creating. It's a wonderful forum for bringing new information onto the web through conscious conversation. And the studio that produces these shows is gotwebtv.com. That's their website, gotwebtv.com. gotwebtv.com. And it's Greg Panier and his Greg Panita and his sons, and they are fantastic. So I'm just feeling that, you know, I'd like to support all of these wonderful people and the work they're doing. So I'm directing you to check them out. And also Janet Cleary, her show site for sound on BBS Radio as well. She does her show on Tuesdays. So these are personal friends of mine. I love them very much, and I want to support what they're doing. I want to thank you all for listening today. I really appreciate you being there. I appreciate, Hanson, you calling in and making the conversation interesting. And I welcome you to explore this system and discover how great it is because, oh, let's see about St. Valentine. According to Wikipedia, nothing is known of St. Valentine except his name and that he was buried in Rome on February 14th. So his death is like, oh, that's really interesting. So I'm seeing this She's saying he was born buried at Via Flaminia, north of Rome, on February 14th. So, I personally see this as his death being the birth of Valentine's Day. Isn't that interesting? There's something to explore and talk about. Okay, everybody, lots of love to all of you. I'll see you or be with you next week. Bye.